052 Slide American State Trials, 1918, Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. X, American State Trials. I was in the wagon with Mr. Pace when we saw two men. I did not see them again until we reached Hickory Grove, about 2 miles from Mrs. Stevenson's. At that point, there were only two men. One of them, whom I had seen before, was leading a horse without a saddle. I saw them again at the creek below Mr. Kenner's, where their horses were drinking. The two men I saw the day before were accompanied by three horses. During cross-examination, Mr. Pace and I confirmed that we occupied the same wagon. These men passed us beyond Jones about 2.5 or 3 miles away. They had no conversation with us at that time, and it was not snowing. This was on the evening of the 24th. The next morning I had a full view of the gentleman on the porch and believed it to be Worrell. Later I saw the two men again about 2 miles from Mrs. Stevenson's. They were all going the same way, and no conversation passed between us. It was snowing very hard. Next, I saw three horses hitched at the grocery opposite the church. I can't say what the color of the horses was. I believe the man who spoke on the porch was the same man who spoke at the creek, and his manner made me believe it was Worrell. His remark was, "We had an early start that morning," referring to Pace and me. He wore a large beard, and we made some remarks about it being covered with snow and icicles. I did not observe any mark on his face. I did not see Worrell afterwards until here, at last September term. The man who spoke to me at the creek had a long beard, longer than mine. I am pretty certain he had a mustache. I did not take so much notice of Bruff. He sat with his back to us. Martin McMahon testified that he had seen the prisoner at Christian Way's, at the town of St. Charles. Way keeps a boarding house there. There was another man with him whose name I don't know. I have seen him here and at Warrenton. Here Bruff was sent for. I recollect that man. He is the one that was with Worrell. It was the 25th of January. I noticed their horses. They stayed all night there. They had three horses. Bruff had two horses. He wanted to buy one of them, but did not. He wanted $80 for him. A Negro came across the street at the time and asked Worrell, who was riding the sorrel horse, if he had bought it from Mr. Gordon. Worrell replied no, that it belonged to himself, and that he had bought it from up the country. During cross-examination, I stated that I was a boarder at Way's who kept that tavern. I first saw them about 5 or 6 o'clock p.m., after they came. I was in W.'s company until they went to bed. W. got his supper there. I saw him next at breakfast the following morning. The prisoner was then standing at Bruff's side. They were watering their horses previous to starting. When the Negro spoke to W., both of them were sitting on their horses, and Bruff was leading one. No one else was present. This Negro belonged to Mr. Wentz, the man connected with the railroad. I work on the road. I don't know what became of W. They went to the ferry landing and crossed the river on the ice. W. did not say where he was going. Worrell said to the Negro that they had not bought the horse from Gordon. They had brought him down from the country, and he belonged to him. I know his appearance. I was not able to purchase the horse.